Tony Bowers is in our studio. He is a major in the Salvation Army, and he is the Divisional Youth and Candidate Secretary and the Assistant Camp Administrator at Camp Wonderland in Wisconsin. You told us off the air what all of that means. So what does Candidate Secretary mean, Tony?
Yeah, Candidate Secretary means we help individuals who have felt the call into ministry become Salvation Army ministers and fulfill that calling that God has placed on their lives.
I know a lot of officers. I know a lot of lay people that work with the Army. It seems like a lot of children of Army officers become Army officers as well. I presume, though, you're recruiting, if you will, outside the family as well.
Absolutely. You know, we go into our churches. We'll even, in communities, people who find interest in the Salvation Army, maybe that interest will lead to a calling as well. And we are always looking to see how God is moving in people's lives.
I guess one of the reasons people want to be a Salvation Army officer is the pay is so good.
I'm not so sure about that.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, people are looking because they want to honor that calling that God has in the life. They want to, they see the mission that the Salvation Army is doing. They see the many different things that we do in the communities and the impact that we have. And based upon that, they feel that calling from God and they move into ministry and we're there to help them and support that movement.
When did you decide?
I decided back when I was 19 years old. Me and my wife were just engaged, and it was in that time that we discovered that God was leading us into that ministry. We were working at a corps in Escanaba, Michigan, of all places, and during that time we were working there, we really felt the leading that this is what God wanted us to do, and we honored that.
Yeah, and my understanding of the Army faith is that the way to do God's work is to help our fellow human beings.
Absolutely. That is a big part of our mission is to meet human need.
Yeah. So then what's Camp Wonderland?
Camp Wonderland is a camp that the Salvation Army runs up in just the southern part of Wisconsin, where we have kids from all over central and north Illinois that go there each summer to find opportunity for transformation and have an opportunity for fun in the outdoors and all the different things. It's just a wonderful place where kids and families can come to each year to experience what the outdoors has to offer.
Yeah. And is it to run just during the summer, I guess?
Well, primarily we do summer programming, but it does operate. You can rent the camp year-round to do different events.
And then where do the funds for the camp come from?
So they come from donations. They come from largely the community that support us. They come from the kids that attend those programs. They come from all over the place. People that believe in the mission that we're holding at Camp Wonderland, they support what's happening there.
So is it a spiritual camp then? Is there Bible study and something like that?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest parts that we have. You know, if you were to ask me what's the most important room in that entire place, I would say the Wonderland Chapel, because we see transformation take place in kids' lives in that building.
And they are receptive to that?
Many of them are, because you take them out of their everyday lives and you bring them to this place and they experience things that some of them maybe never have. They, you know, seeing a kid who has never really seen wild animals see a deer on the lawn can be very mind-opening. And when you bring them into the chapel and you have these conversations about God and how it can impact their lives, it is quite transformational.
I asked that question as a way to almost challenge you, but then I recalled when I was a teenager, I went a few years to a core camp, we called it. It was just a retreat for a long weekend, like Friday to Sunday. And it was amazing how emotional we got and how deep we felt over the course of a weekend.
Yeah.
Let alone a full week.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what happens. You know, our corps, our officers in the field, they work with these kids day in and day out, and then they bring them to this camp, and we get to build off of what they do throughout the week. And it's just amazing to see how kids are receptive to the message, but also how amazing it is to see those different relationships build. It's absolutely wonderful and inspiring when you look at a kid when they first arrive to when a kid when they leave.
Is it a 5-day week for them there?
It depends on the camp, but it's anywhere from 4 to 6 days.
Yeah, right. You do have softball and canoes too, right?
We have softball, we have canoes, we have rock walls, we have zip lines, we have a pool, we have all sorts of things that go on at that camp. It's a lot of fun.
How many kids do you accommodate?
Each week can be around 200, 250 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they eat, they drink, they sleep, they are there with people that they know and maybe they don't know for the time. And that's nice, too.
Well, to be quite honest, I mean, many of these kids, when they first come on, they might know one or two people. But honestly, when you put these kids in cabins, they're building relationships with children all over the state. And it's quite amazing to see how those relationships form. And then they come back year after year and they keep building those same relationships. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Is there a story of a kid or an anecdote that you have that you like to share when you tell people about the camp?
Yeah, there's one kid in particular. He's actually not a kid anymore. But when I first got into this work, he was a teenager. And when he came to camp, we saw how camp was really impacting his life. Eventually, he ended up going to school. And then in the summer months, he would come and he would start working at the camp. So from a camper to a worker. And then through that time, as he worked, he actually ended up becoming, after he finished college, he went into the school for officers training to become a Salvation Army minister. And when you talk to him today, he still relates all that back to his time as a child at camp.
So how much does it cost to put a kid in camp for a week?
It all depends. We really encourage, if you want to put a kid at camp, we encourage people to connect with their local Salvation Army units. But beyond that, it's about $500, and that's why we come to donors, because it's about $500 a week to get a kid to camp.
Yeah, no kidding. So if I wanted to donate, I know that the funds that we raise go to the Salvation Army. Is it a specific fund, or do you draw from the general fund? I'll give to the Army, and then you'll get your share.
It's both. You can, if you want to donate directly to Wonderland Camp and support these efforts, you absolutely can. But we also do work together with the general fund and other places to help pay for that from the city as well.
So how do I do that? What's your recommendation?
Biggest recommendation is to go to thesalvationarmy.org/WGN Radiothon, and that is the best place to donate.
Say that URL again.
Yes, it's salvationarmy.org/WGN Radiothon.
Yeah, we're going to do the Radiothon in a little while. And in fact, if you go to our homepage, it's right there. So if you just go to WGNradio.com, it'll link you to that. You can make your donation for Camp Wonderland, which has been operated for how long?
It's been over 100 years. Just a few years ago, we had our 100-year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
So business is good for you all?
Business is good. More than the business, the transformation is what's more important for us. The transformation that we're seeing in kids' lives is amazing.
And need is probably as great as ever?
Need is always growing. You know, everything that's going on now, you can see how food is a constant struggle. And when you see all these things taking place, it only increases how much we need to support the youth that are in our communities and the kids that come out to Wonderland Camp.
I don't know if these are disadvantaged kids necessarily.
It's split. Many of them are, but we support kids from the whole gamut of where you could come from.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking out loud. That is, 1 in 8 Americans are using SNAP benefits, and I'm not talking about who's responsible for this government shutdown.
Yeah.
One of our listeners said the other day, how is it that we have 1 in 8 Americans who need supplemental nutritional assistance? Well, we do. And I think that during a government shutdown or whenever, it's important that private organizations, charitable organizations, step up, because whatever side you're on this thing, meanwhile, there's elderly people, there's children, and there's families that need a hand. And nobody is better equipped to help out than the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. I actually was just talking with one of the officers when I was coming to the radio station, and we're seeing that need grow and grow and grow. And it is amazing, because we, as a Salvation Army, we want to keep stepping into those places as we can. But to be honest, we can only do it by the support of the community. And it is only possible when we receive donations or when we see people volunteer their time and their service, so that we can keep supporting the communities and neighborhoods we are in.
Just go to WGNradio.com right now. You'll see the link there, and you can make a donation, which will benefit the Army and Wonderland. Tony Bowers is the major in the Army, a divisional youth and candidate secretary there, and the assistant camp administrator at Wonderland. Well, thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for helping us continue sharing hope with people in the community.